Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 38th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Eleazar was demanded of by Abraham. So we see that he left verse number 10. Through 14, we see the mission was fulfilled in that. Verse number 10, the servant took 10 camels. Remember, he was a very, very wealthy man, Abraham was. Camels of his master, and departed. Matter of fact, the thought of is here, he didn't wait around. He got those camels and left immediately. It was a thought. For all the goods of his master were in his hands, and he arose and went into Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. Remember, this is where Abraham came from. Way back in Ur of the Chaldees, he left that area in the Mesopotamia. That's where he's talking about. And he made his camel to kneel down and without the city by a well of the water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day. I love that. This servant depended upon God. He wasn't going to do this on himself. Hey, I can do this thing. He gets to where he was supposed to go, to the area of Abraham's home place, if you will. Okay, and he prays, Lord, be good to me. That's what it means. Literally, send me good speed this day. Hear my prayer and speedily do this and listen to what I have to say and answer my prayer and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I'll give thy camels drink also. That's very important here. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Abraham's right. Show me, Lord, I need to know this is the right woman. So this is what I need to see, okay? Have, when I say, give me a drink of water, not only will she give me a drink of water, which wasn't uncommon, okay, I'll give you a drink of water. Well, it's very uncommon was for a lady to water the camels. So he put a little extra thing. Not only she give me water, but she freely waters the camels. Well, then it says, let the same be she that thou hast appointed. This will be her for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know by this sign. Now, I'm not telling you to ask God for signs. Okay? I'm not telling you. Remember Gideon throwing out a fleece? God had already told him to do something. But yet, okay, God, I believe you, but I'm going to throw out a fleece. And remember the dew on the fleece and all? Well, we're not to be necessarily asking for signs. But there are certain times in our prayers we need to know for certain that this is God's perfect will. And God will show us perfectly his will. Let me give you a quick example. And this just popped in mind and you have in notes. When me and the wife was in Kenya, East Africa, and we came back and mom had passed away and had the funeral. We were planning on going back to Africa. Really were. We were going back to Kenya. Our stuff was there. Kendall, can you imagine, was still in Latrice's tummy. That's how long ago. What is he, 21 now? 20. Wow. Big old boy. Anyway, we're going to have that Kendall here, then we're going back to Kenya. Long story short, the church asked me to stay here and help Dad. Dad has some health problems. The church is kind of falling on a little rough time. I won't go into detail. Will you stay? You're talking about a difficult decision. A difficult decision. Things were going great in Kenya. We'd started 9 churches. We'd baptized over 900 people in the time we were. Every week, people were getting saved. Every week, we were baptizing. There was one Sunday we baptized 55 in a river on one Sunday. Every week, Latrice said, we'd have dinner on the grounds at different churches, and I could tell you all kinds of stories. We had, what was that? That cow, was it liver or what was that? It was liver. It was nasty. Nasty. She likes cow liver. I don't. Okay. Anyway, they served us the best. Okay, and that was pretty good to them. And we're sitting in the building. I know this is going off base, but we had a baptismal service. We do it everywhere, wherever we're going to have, and in the rivers and all. And they bring us this, and they're immediately treating the kids. And I just could not eat that. So my excuse was, we got to go baptize. So I left my plate with Latrice. And it would have been a shame if you didn't eat that food. So, you know, just look bad. You bring back, you didn't touch this food. Guess who ate my, she was so mad at me. Anyway, we baptized every week. So I don't remember how, it was over 900. We baptized the time we were, that's a lot of folk in a short amount of time. Come back, we want you here to work at the church. Man, how do you leave a place like that and come back to America where, I'll just leave it alone. You know what I'm talking about, okay? People love to hear the gospel and preaching over there. They walk to hear you preach. Here, they're in air-conditioned cars and they wouldn't drive, but that's a whole nother, I could preach on that one for a while. Literally, except before I told Latrice, we're going to go to Georgia, and for a week, did nothing but pray and seeking God's face. I didn't ask Latrice, what should we do? I didn't ask Latrice if we go to Kenya or not. She just went. She's a great wife, followed me wherever. So same thing. It was just me and the Lord. Lord, do you want me to do? And I just knew this is where I needed to be. Came back and I said, okay, Lord, you need to show me that I made the right decision when I come back. You know, from my own part, that I made according to your will, that this was the right decision. We need to see people saved within the next couple of months. We need to see some baptisms. We need to see some church growth, some things happening in the church. Not for me benefit so much, but for your glory and for the church and all. And that was my prayer. Again, kind of like what Eleazar did. Lord, I need to see this to know I'm making the right decision. Again, like Gideon, I need to see this, make sure I'm making the right decision. I did that. Accepted the call to be here, associate pastor, and it wasn't a week or so later. Had somebody come down and get saved, and I could go on and on. The church started kind of moving and growing again. Don't use that for an example when you're seeking God's will. Sometimes, though, it's necessary. Are you following? I have to have a lesson on this one day. I needed that to know I did the right decision. Okay? Boy, it was easy to go back to Kenya because everything was still there. Matter of fact, we were going to Mombasa. We'd already picked a house out in Mombasa. We was on the western side of Kenya. There was no missionary on the coast. They were all gone. There were no missionaries over there. I could tell you all kinds of stories, and I'll leave it alone because I could get this. I mean, I'm telling you, sometimes God will. We need to see some things at work, and God to show us that it's His will. This is what Eleazar did, Lord. Make sure. I need to know this is the right one. And so that was his prayer. For then shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Well, so the mission was fulfilled. It was a long, hard journey. He arrived in Nahor to the well outside the city and prayed. Now, not for any woman, but for a special woman. It couldn't be just anyone. Any woman would give a man to drink from the well, but just not any woman would give water to 10 nasty, dirty, stinking, thirsty camels. Camels, I ever found this out, camels can drink up to 20 gallons of water. So watering 10 camels, that may be about 200 gallons of water, and she just had a little pitcher of water. It meant a lot of hard work going back and forth and back and forth and taking this water and putting it in the drinking trough. It had to be a special woman.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.